Well, welcome back to Vision in the Valley. So it's the month of February 2023, and we've been talking about love. The love for our God, the love for ourselves, and the love we have for other people. And in this particular episode, I want to talk about the love that I have for our God. I want to be really transparent with you because I realized that now that I've opened up to you and sharing what my journey has been like, you've not even touched the tip of what's really happening or what's happened in my life. But from afar, it looks like I've always had this relationship with the Lord. And that's just not the truth. He's always loved me, right? He called me and created me to be Quan, to do the thing that I'm doing. But I didn't know that initially, and I didn't even know the power of it all. And I'm still learning from it. So I want to take the time to just talk to you about my relationship with him and how it's grown over time. So I love, love, love how Pastor Hannah and Pastor Glenn say, by this time next year, because I joined New Life 6 years ago. And when I tell you the statements that I make by this time next year, I have lived those statements through and through on a level I can't explain. All I can say is that the Lord has made up for the time that I was off track. He's more than made up. So last year, this time in February, I had already began my quest to be what I was asking to be, a lifted vessel. I wanted to be a blessing to other people, and I wanted the Lord to use me. And he had done so much for me. And just in the last 3 years prior to transitioning in the spirit, I'll say it that way, if I can say that, if it's a safe place for me to say that in, right? He had done so much. He's always been my provider, my deliverer, my conqueror. But then the next 3 years had been just like this, an amazing journey. And I just wanted to say thank you. I wanted to give him a gift. I wanted to show the world how serious I was about how much I loved him and how meaningful my life had become knowing him in an intimate way. I had to learn how to practice the thing that I wanted. When you talk to your friend or your sister or your brother or your husband, your wife, and you tell them that you love them, they need to hear it. You need to say it. But it's also something that comes kind of natural to you. But I had started to practice this thing where I would just tell the Lord I loved him. Just I would be the middle of the day, the beginning of the day. And as time went on, I'd see something. You know, I talked to you guys about how I'm into the nature thing, or I believe in miracle signs and wonders. Something would have happened, or someone would have said something, and it would be like a private, intimate thing between me and the Lord. Even a thing that I was just asking for clarity on, or the thing that I was concerned about that he just revealed in a way that I would have never understood it any other way, or him giving me a dream and in the dream giving me what I needed. And I just, you know, wake and say, oh, I love you, Lord, like you would do, like I said, to your husband or your mother or your children. And that practice began this thing, this intimate thing. And so it's not a situation where you wake up in the morning, at least not for me. I don't know how anyone else does it, but you don't just wake up in the morning and it's all clicked and you're there. It is a process. And that's why I tell you that when we came up with the alignment, when the Spirit put it on me, the alignment period concept, that's now going to be jewelry. I'm actually looking at designers to help me bring this thing into reality, which is amazing. This is all from this intimate relationship that I'm talking to you about. But when we got together on the alignment part, alignment period, it's a lifestyle. And what does that mean? That means it's the journey. Alignment doesn't come with arrival. It's a journey. your commitment to love him and to show him love is also a journey. It doesn't happen overnight. So then my prayer began to be, Lord, let the desire of my heart match your will for my life. And it started off kind of clumsy, right? And then because just like anything else, I talk about this early in season two, where I talk about muscle memory, the thing that you do repetitiously becomes pattern, and patterns become the way of life. So I purposely and intentionally started to do that. So last time this year, again, in the midst of my quest to become in alignment with the Lord, I had stopped seeing some people, and I had gotten through it to some degree without any trouble. And in some other areas were a little more difficult. And I kind of go through this in the other episodes, but at this point, I remember Valentine's Day coming up. I've always been a big fan of celebrating. I love to celebrate, not just love, but I love to celebrate life. So Valentine's Day was sneaking up on me, or was here. And I just had a little sadness. I felt like I knew that the people that I dealt with in the past, it was not a matter of going back to any of that. That's not where I was. But there was a space that was empty. And I longed for being excited about somebody, looking forward to talking to somebody. That part right there was someone who could share how I was feeling about these wonderful things that were happening. Because in February of last year, that is when I did the birthing room and the waiting room, and all this fantastic stuff was happening to me. Then the whole season came out of nowhere. The podcast started in January. So I wish I'd had someone that I could talk to that could understand where I was in my journey, and that who could also appreciate where I was going. And so that left this little open space. And if you recall, I did a lot of talking in the car, like once I left the house for the day. And it still is my time, my prayer time, between when I get in the car and when I arrive to work. I'm praying, I'm talking to the Lord, getting revelations. And a lot of what I discerned from my dreams happened during that time frame. So I had gotten in the car and I felt this down emptiness, and out of nowhere, the Spirit does what I'm so used to at this point. And it was just like an overwhelming sense of, well, who loves you? Who loves you? Once you are loved with a completeness, nothing else will do. And so you can't compare. This is what is happening to me. I'm thinking and feeling this. You can't compare any of what you felt before to what love is. Now, if you're ready for real love, walk with me. This is what the Spirit is telling me. And I'm in the car, and you guys know me by now. I'm crying and driving and crying and crying and driving. But I felt this overwhelming sense of love. And when I say to you that the dreams became like little gentle kisses, and messages were like little hugs, and that is the kind of love that you want to be filled with. That's the kind of love that, after you know the intimate relationship, not just going to church, or even if you're going to Bible study, it's an intimate relationship. If you don't have that part of it, then you're not getting the fullness of his love. And I'm excited about this love. And because of the excitement about this love, the love between me and the Lord and the Lord and me, I can be open to other loves. So, who loves you? I can't wait to talk to you soon.